Several hundred people came to one of these watch parties sponsored by Rocky Mountain PBS at the Colorado History Museum. The mostly older crowd paid $10 and mingled beforehand with drinks and munched on cheese and crackers. They also listened to a panel discussion after the debate. KUNC's Nathan Heffel and Kirk Sigler were also there with me. Nathan, you talked to voters from both political parties and some undecided voters. Anything they were especially hoping to hear from the candidates?
The people I spoke to, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, they all really wanted specifics. Specifics on the economy and education and even on social issues like abortion. I spoke to Jason Cochran. He's a teacher and one of the younger members of the audience. He came into the debate undecided, and I asked him, as a teacher, if anything either of the candidates said possibly persuaded him one way or the other.
Before tonight, it didn't seem like education was a hot topic. Leaning towards adding more math and science was a big focus for me, and I was really happy to hear that. So that was a positive note on the Obama side for me.
And he left the debate still undecided. I also spoke to a few people who felt that Romney came right out swinging, looking very polished and in an attack mode. I asked Kelsey Martin, an Obama-leaning independent, what she thought of the interactions between Romney and Obama, something that she was really hoping to see before going into the debate.
But I did think Mitt was a little bit more aggressive, and so it was interesting to see how Jim Lehrer had reacted in moderation, and I think it'll be interesting to watch the rest of the debates and how they interact with each other going forward.
I know this first debate was highly anticipated across the country. A lot of voters wanted more specifics from both candidates. Kirk Sigler, energy is one of the hot topics here in Colorado. It did come up during the debate, but we really didn't hear anything new.
We didn't, and we didn't hear a lot of specifics from either of the men. And I would have actually expected to hear considerably more, given the setting of where we are in this energy-rich state. Another interest, particularly to Western issues that we didn't even get a mention of, was immigration. I was on the other side of the room from Nathan and was sitting near Laura Stevens, who lives in Lakewood and came down to the watch party. She figured many issues of importance to Coloradans didn't get a tremendous attention last night, because the economy here, she said, isn't as bad off as it is in other states, such as her native Ohio. So she thought that both men were focusing their pitches to people in other parts of the country.
The one thing that I wanted to see addressed here that they never did attack was water. In this neck of the woods, what are we going to do? Because right now, my water bill is almost equal to my electric bill.
So you're right, there wasn't any play given to water, immigration, little mention of hydraulic fracturing.
Right, but not necessarily a surprise. I mean, you and I, Benta, both covered the DNC here in 2008, and there were similar calls coming in that Colorado issues should get more play, Western issues should get more play, and of course they didn't really, and this was more of a national stage and a national venue. I think we saw that last night as well. Now, before the debate started, when we were milling around, I bumped into Patty Limerick, certainly an authority on Western issues as an historian of this region and founder of CU's Center of the American West.
I have no real nerve tissue left when it comes to feeling miffed because somebody left the West out.
But Patty Limerick went on to say that both Governor Romney and the president have good reason to be paying attention to the West in Colorado.
Really, the 2008, you could see a kind of national moment of thinking, oh, that's an important place there, Colorado, and certainly with the convention, but also just that recognition that there are citizens, there are voters, and maybe a kind of bellwether quality in national politics.
I don't think it's a maybe. I mean, Colorado, with its changing demographics and large block of independent voters, certainly is a bellwether. And the fact that this first debate, and arguably the most important, likely the most watched of the three, was held here in Colorado is certainly no accident.
Both candidates have definitely been paying a lot of attention to Colorado, which is seen as a crucial swing state in a tight race. The consensus among everyone I talked to was that neither candidate messed up, but that the president was low energy and merely adequate, whereas Romney beat expectations and performed well. Nathan Heffel, what do you think the impact is?
Well, I think it's really interesting to note that not one person I spoke to was influenced one way or the other because of this debate. I know Kirk said that this debate was important and probably one of the most watched, but it really had very little effect on the people I spoke to after the debate.
That's KUNC's Nathan Heffel and Kirk Sigler. I'm Benta Berkland.